peanuts, milk, eggs, words that trigger panic for some parents, teachers, and kids. Today, an estimated 1 in 13 children in this country has a food allergy, a rate that's increased 50% since 1997. No one seems to know why. The only treatment outside of a hospital emergency room is an EpiPen, which four moms you're about to meet carry in bulk. These women have turned their frustration into fundraising and a plan for a new research effort at the Broad Institute in Cambridge that launches today. WBUR's Martha Biebinger has the story.
We'll start in a clinic at Boston Children's Hospital. Leslie Solomon, a mom from Brookline, was there with her 6-year-old son, who's allergic to milk. The boy's doctor thought he might be able to tolerate milk baked in, say, a muffin.
If you're going to have baked milk, it helps you grow out of your milk allergy.
Solomon agreed to try what's known in the world of food allergies as a food challenge.
Part of the way that they can tell you if you have an allergy is you have to eat the food.
There are tests that show whether a child is at risk for an allergic reaction. But to confirm an allergy and gauge the severity, you have to ingest some of the food that could kill you. So Solomon made muffins at home with milk, following a hospital recipe. She brought a muffin to the hospital and fed her son a tiny bite there in a clinic for this medical test.
And he failed it miserably. He went to anaphylaxis.
Solomon's son turned bright red. His throat closed up.
It was very emotional. It was very scary. We're on our way down to the emergency room after two EpiPens. He still couldn't breathe.
As Solomon's son recovered, she sat by his bedside, scouring the web, thinking there must be a better way to diagnose a food allergy. She vowed to find one and help bring it to market. That's Solomon's day job. She's director of the Innovation Hub at Brigham and Women's Hospital. Solomon tracked down the experts in food allergies, assuming they'd know what tools and treatments were in the pipeline. But she kept hearing the same thing.
There's just not enough basic science yet.
Here's what we know about food allergies from Aviv Regev, a biologist at MIT and the Broad Institute.
We know that for some reason our body senses the food, and for some reason it thinks that it is something horrible. And not only does it think it's something horrible, it thinks that the right response to it is to go completely berserk. We don't really know why.
In fact, says Regev, there are lots of why questions scientists have not answered about food allergies.
We don't know why certain substances and not others, and we especially don't know why some people but not others, and we don't really understand the full chain of events that leads to this chain reaction. If we did know, we might be able to stop it.
Last fall, Solomon connected with three other moms of young children, two who are doctors and an attorney for a Boston hedge fund. These women, who are well-connected in the world of medicine and finance in Boston, began gathering weekly and talking and emailing about a plan to stop the terror of food allergies.
Thank you. Can I bring the coffee?
Thank you so much.
During breakfast meetings, these moms organized a symposium in Boston of top food allergy researchers. Experts in genetics, allergy and immunology, and the microbiome continued meeting. They eventually formed a core group of six scientists. The moms raised nearly $10 million through family members and the Richard and Susan Smith Family Foundation to launch the Food Allergy Science Initiative.
So the scientists met last week and are finalizing their research plan.
Dr. Christine Olson, a radiation oncologist at Mass General, updates her fellow moms at a Friday morning meeting.
But what they've developed so far is almost four pillars of research that they're going to look into.
Including which cells are involved in a food allergy response, how they react to different foods, how they relay messages, and why cells learn to tolerate foods when children outgrow an allergy. The scientists will also look at environmental and genetic factors. Eventually, they aim to find a better way to diagnose and treat food allergies. Right now, the guidance from many doctors is avoid any dangerous foods and carry an EpiPen at all times, which Olson says some parents are reluctant to use.
The EpiPen is scary, right? They have to take this needle and they have to jam it into their child's thigh and hold it there for 10 seconds while their child is having trouble breathing. I've done it before my child. It's a terrible thing to have to do.
The moms are hoping for some fast results. The scientists say it will take 3 to 5 years to understand food allergies at the cellular level. Dr. Wayne Schreffler, who heads the Food Allergy Center at Mass General, is one of the 6 scientists in this group.
The promise is really that by focusing on that fundamental level, we'll be in a position to discover some more transformative changes in therapy someday or in diagnosis.
There have been many ideas over the years about why there's a steady increase in the rate of food allergies. One theory suggests a food allergy is an inappropriate immune response. But that's not the view of Ruslan Mejitov, who will lead the Food Allergy Science Initiative. He sees a connection between food allergies and the body's defense mechanisms.
This is an exaggerated version of a normal defensive reaction that operates to screen food that we consume.
Mejitov says the body may be overreacting because foods these days are so carefully screened and preserved that the body can't always tell what's good and what's bad. The answer, he says, may be to return to more whole foods, although they may not be as pretty or as tasty.
I definitely try to avoid refined foods. It's just not part of general culture yet, but it's something that hopefully will become soon. I think the battle here would be with food industry primarily.
And all of us who look for the most beautiful fruit and the most brilliant white bread. But that's getting ahead of the story. For now, there's excitement that the field of food allergies, which has lagged behind so many other conditions, will get a needed boost. Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, says he expects good things from this initiative.
When you have something that jump starts in an area and brings in new people with resources and funding, that in and of itself creates an acceleration to the field that is needed at this point.
In the meantime, moms and dads, babysitters and school nurses will keep arming themselves with EpiPens, hoping they'll get through today without needing to reach for one while calling 911 in a panic. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.